Hello, good evening.
Hello.
Hi, sir. Good evening. My name is Stanley. I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we just wanted to ask you a couple questions concerning problems facing our nation, the state, and your local community, sir. Are you a registered voter?
Not at the current moment, sorry.
Okay, that's okay. That's not a problem. And, okay, English is your preferred language, sir. And are you, can I just really quick just ask you the year that you were born, nothing else, just the year, just so we know that we're reaching all categories, all ages?
1990.
Thank you, sir. Okay, so just real quick, thinking about, I know it's a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you most certain you will vote, will probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you won't vote, sir?
50-50.
50-50, okay. And if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now? And it could be more than one, sir.
Then I say all of them.
Yeah, I hear you. A lot going on. Definitely. I don't even think I have the room to put that as everything that's going down. But let's just say your top one, two, up to, I'll do up to three for you if you'd like. But let's see what your tops are. I know that they vary, but let's see what yours are. What are your top concerns, sir?
I guess I wouldn't have any if that were the case.
Uh-huh. Which one? What'd you say? I'm sorry. I didn't hear that.
I guess I don't have any number ones or fives, you know.
They're all
on the same level.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
that you can deal with, you know.
Believe me, that's exactly why we're doing these kind of surveys to see what, you know, what the opinion is of people. What's the, because obviously, you know, we can't face all of them at once, so we're going to, you know, I guess they could take this into account to see what the majority would like to see, you know, where to start, I guess. It would give a sense of where to start if that was the case. Let's put it like that. Where would you want things to start with? What would it be?
Oh, I don't know. I couldn't even tell you.
Yeah, there's a lot of issues right now. It's a hot issues right now. We got politics, economics, war, you know, the cost of living, everything, infrastructure. Okay, so I'll just say you have many.
Yes.
Okay, many different. Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, thanks for that. And let's just move on. And now thinking back to 2020, sir, the presidential elections, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? Or like many others, did you skip that election, that vote?
Which one, sorry?
2020, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? Or like many other people, did you skip that?
You know, I don't recall.
Okay. Yeah, there was a lot of, people that didn't vote, absentees, yeah, for that election. So you don't remember? That's okay. We could put that. We could put some stuff down.
Yes, I did. It was that year that Trump was doing the whole thing, trying to flip the nation.
Right, 20, that was the last, it was the last election. It was the last election, right? A lot of things took place that, you know, were unprecedented, I guess you could say that. Do you remember who you voted for? Right, of course. There's still hot topics today. Mm-hmm.
Biden.
Okay, thank you, sir. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for a Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. K. Jr., Kennedy Jr., sorry about that?
Kamala Harris for president.
Okay, sir. Would you say, okay, in that case, would you say you're kind of undecided or on the fence about it?
yeah. Something
okay,
in the
I just want to make sure I get your opinion. I'm accurate with it. Okay, perfect. Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, would you lean towards Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party, candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? And this is a lean, like maybe, okay, I might, you know, lean towards this guy or that person or her.
I mean, I don't know if you ever heard of the whole, over in New England, the monarchy or whatever, I guess, was doing some crazy stuff. That's kind of like, but there was, Queen Elizabeth was a figurehead. I see Joe Biden as the figurehead, you know? The office does everything, you know, like, the Oval Office does everything.
I hear what you're saying.
He's just like there to, you know, wave and just
right. stuff. I get it. So you get your band and then you get the front man, right? That, like some bands, they don't, like, they'll have a front man that doesn't even play an instrument or something like that. Everyone, I get it. So would you lean towards anybody right now?
I don't know.
I'll leave it as undecided.
Oh, well, I don't.
Would it?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates, using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 meaning you're not going to vote, there's no chance. 100 meaning it's definitely vote for them. I only have two here. Joe Biden from 0 to 100.
100.
100, okay. And Donald Trump?
5.
5, okay. Okay, and following up with, and thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for a Democratic candidate or a Republican candidate for your district?
Is district similar to independent party?
There's only two options, a Democrat or Republican. Oh, okay, yeah, there's other candidates. I guess, would you be voting for another besides Democrat or Republican? Some other party? Or your district?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, so we'll put another candidate. Okay, perfect. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Jackie Rosen or Republican Sam Brown?
I don't know enough to say either or, because I haven't heard any of their,
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, got you. And, well, okay, let's see. If the election were held today, to which would you lean? Jackie Rosen, which is a Democrat, or Republican Sam Brown? So, no, we probably, you haven't heard enough about either one. So would it be safe to say that your would be the same answer as the previous? I don't want to, you know, sway your answer. I just want to understand you.
Oh, I guess I haven't voted since the last vote, so
okay. You're still undecided.
Whole new thing, I guess. Yeah.
Got you. Yeah. And who do you trust more when it comes to issues of immigration? Joe Biden and the Democrats, the Democratic Party, or Donald Trump and the Republican Party? Who do you trust more, and if you trust one of them somewhat or much more, which one would it be?
That's tough. Biden and his agenda.
Is it somewhat or much
here,
more?
We get more money here.
Yeah. Right. Well, you know, it's interesting that me doing these surveys, I really get a lot of different opinions, and some of them are really, like, new to me, and I've never looked at them through that perspective. Some of them make a lot of sense, and some of them don't. But either way, it's nice to know that to learn things from people. I learn things every day. And, right, so the Democratic Party, that would be Joe Biden and the Democratic Party, and it would be a somewhat or much more, sir, about trusting them with immigration issues.
Democratic Party?
Uh-huh. Well, much more or somewhat?
I believe somewhat.
Okay. That's fair. Please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree or strongly disagree with each of the following statements. We'll start with the first one. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Do you agree or disagree? Strongly, somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat? Okay. Somewhat agree, correct? Or somewhat disagree? Which one is it?
Somewhat agree, yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. How do you feel about that?
I'm not exactly sure. I guess being an immigrant myself, it's kind of like, well.
Okay, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if you'd like, I could tell you again what the question was. It was, the President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
Does that mean when they're crossing or just in general period? Sorry.
General. So they're here, right? They're here. They're undocumented, but the spouses are American citizens. So should he prioritize keeping families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens? So yeah, let's say you're an American citizen and your wife's not. Or you're an American citizen, you married somebody from another country, and you're both together in the United States, and the person, your spouse, does not have papers, but you do, you're a citizen. So then they want to separate you. So do you think that it should be a priority to keep families together that are in that situation, in other words?
I agree.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Now, the next question would be, President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in arrivals and vulnerable migrants. So this one is for prioritizing work permits and temporary protections. How do you feel about that?
Agree.
Agree? Somewhat agree? Strongly agree.
Yes. Somewhat agree.
Okay. Thank you, sir. President, this is the last one for this category, and then we'll move on to the next one. President,
am I able
Biden
to change my answer?
Sure, of course. Did you want to, which one did you want to change?
The previous one. Sorry, I think you threw it. I strongly agree.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. How do you feel about that?
Strongly agree.
Thank you, sir. And just so you know, we're more than halfway through, and I'm going to read a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you agree or disagree that the president should take action to protect them. If you agree or disagree with the statement, let's see, if you do agree with or disagree with the statement. Now, here's the statement, okay? And we have the options are strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree, and that'll be for the whole section. So President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. How do you feel about that?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Great.
Somewhat agree.
Excellent. I got it. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions. How do you feel about that?
I'll somewhat disagree.
Okay. And the next question. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers. How do you feel about that, sir?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay, thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Agree.
Thank you so much.
Strongly agree.
Strongly, thank you, sir. Next, okay, so we're moving on to the next category. In this category, it's much much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely. And it says, please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you